From atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This is the broadcast for April the 16th in the year of our Lord 2020. And the goal is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. This is our one of two. Ladies and gentlemen, we use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution of the United States of America, as our guide. We're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the Founding Fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. We also reject revolution and stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. A quick recap of yesterday's show, available online at libertyroundtable.com and lovingliberty.net. That's lovingliberty.net. Wow. New York City added 4,000 people to their death rolls. People who never tested positive for the coronavirus to its death toll on Tuesday, bringing the total to over 10,000. Now, the problem I have with this is we're going to criticize China for fake numbers. And now we're really going to add 4,000 people, 40% to the rolls, and we don't have any evidence at all. They weren't even tested positive. The numbers are shocking, ladies and gentlemen. The stimulus package put a bunch of money in for when hospitals get in a patient that has coronavirus, they get like $13,000. They put somebody on a ventilator, they get $39,000. You think that's going to manipulate the numbers? Doctors all over the country are saying, hey, the AMA and others are telling us literally to fudge the numbers. New York City, by the way, they say is not the only city that has, quote, presumptive coronavirus death numbers in their death counts. Fauci dismissed concerns about inflated coronavirus death counts as a conspiracy theory. Shame on Fauci or whatever his name is. So let me get this right. China's underestimated the numbers and we're overestimating the numbers. Yeah, one's certainly more, what do they call that? More righteous, more honest, more what? U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams. I think that guy seems like a pretty good guy. Sure wish we could hear more from him and less from Fauci. Nevertheless, he announced that the Trump administration will be discarding the disease model created by Bill Gates, saying that it's flawed and it's had to be corrected over and over and over and over. Oh, you think? Good work, sir. Candace Owen exposes COVID lies. She's talking about the same things we're documenting, ladies and gentlemen. Multiple sources for this data now. Hour two, we talked about Ron Paul. And Ron Paul, former congressman, says, quote, I'm asking you personally, won't you please sign your Fire Fauci directive at once? Yes, I did, sir. Glad to help in any way I possibly can. Senator Rand Paul warns President Trump against overreach regarding coronavirus restrictions. Just because you have a doctor's note, so to speak, that doesn't give you the right to say you have ultimate authority. Rand Paul, senator, pushing back big time, and good for him for doing so. Rand Paul, believe it or not, got the coronavirus, had zero symptoms while infected. By the way, he has since recovered from the coronavirus. He's doing well, and he also is helping in hospitals and other places as a physician. But Rand Paul says this when he was asked about his coronavirus, how it was, how it felt, etc. Dr. Rand Paul, quote, I had no symptoms. I had no symptoms. I did not have a headache. Never had a body ache. Never had a fever. Never had a cough. I didn't even really have any symptoms at all, Rand Paul said on Fox and Friends. Antibody testing in Chicago is showing that 50% of patients have already had the coronavirus. By the way, believe it or not, I've got internal friends testing too, and they are coming up with the same results. So I believe a significant portion of the nation has already got the coronavirus, folks. And it's been around a lot longer than you've been told. I've been telling you that for months. Where's Fauci? I don't know. Now some governors are beginning to reopen the economy. They say we don't have to wait until May 1st, leading with Governor Abbott in Texas. Good for them, folks. You can track your stimulus check via the IRS government website if you don't already have it. IRS.gov/EIP. Just think of E-I-E-I-O, but it's EIP. IRS.gov/EIP. And you can track your stimulus check if you don't already have it. Many people have already got their checks. Donald Trump promised that we would have him in a couple of weeks, and everybody laughed and mocked and jeered and said, oh, man, look, Obama tried that. It doesn't work. It can't be done. Donald got it done, folks. President Trump kept his promise and got it done. Whether you believe checks should be sent out or not, it's a different discussion. President Trump promised he'd do it, and he did. President Trump has kept more promises, as far as I could tell, than any other president in my lifetime, bar none. Is Trump doing perfect? Far from. Is he doing incredible? Absolutely. TV personality Ryan Seacrest has decided to donate $1 million in coronavirus relief to New York and Los Angeles. Good for Seacrest, man. What a leader. Biden, disappointment big time, spilling details of a coronavirus phone call with President Trump after both agreed to keep the discussion confidential. Now, I don't know what President Trump is meeting with Joe Biden about the coronavirus for anyway. Well, you say, well, because Joe called him, Sam. My response is, well, I can't call the president. Why does Joe get special privilege? Oh, because he's the presumptive nominee. He's the former vice president. Okay. I didn't know we had privileged classes of people in America these days, but obviously so. Now, set aside for a second that I wonder why President Trump is consulting and surrounding himself with guys like Joe Biden. Nevertheless, and Fauci, to make the point. Nevertheless, you know what? I appreciate Donald Trump's, you know, if he's going to agree to keep something confidential. I don't know that I would have agreed to that in the first place. But if you do agree, I think you ought to do it. And again, Donald Trump, honorable, keeping the discussion confidential. Joe Biden, dishonorable, and breaking the confidential discussion. So there you have that. And that's a recap of yesterday's broadcast. News the networks refuse to use starts now. Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. There's an article I sent you from Matthew Staver, Liberty Action Committee chairman, and I'm hoping we can start with that, and then we'll bring on Brian. We got a lot to cover today. Trump, get us back to work. Matt Staver, LC Action Committee chairman there, doing a great job. It's a great appeal to the president, Kurt. I think it's polite. I think it's respectful. Remember, it's one of his petitions is the one that I was signing yesterday. And he's really pushing on this now, very politely, but very boldly, in my opinion, in a very productive way. Do you have that handy?
So I see the one from Ron Paul. I see the one from Dennis Prager.
We'll get to those. It's a Matt Staver one that just got sent to you this morning. Anyway, while you do that, okay. I'm going to talk about raw honey delivered directly to your door, ladies and gentlemen. Look, coronavirus or not, when you're home and you want some incredible tasting sweet stuff, what I like to do is get a piece of whole grain toast, okay? And I basically put some butter on that thing. I know you're not supposed to eat butter, but I do. And then what I do is I get real butter and I get that, you know, whole grain toast, and then I get that raw honey and I put it on the, I'm telling you right now, it is, I don't know what you call it. It's like healthy, dessert, nutritious, delicious, all wrapped up into one, folks. I'm telling you, it is amazing. Now, there's different flavors of honey. Did you even know that? I'm telling you right now, it depends on where the bees are making the honey, on how it tastes. I didn't realize that. But natural honey is just delicious. If you want to learn more, if you want it delivered directly to your door, here's what you do. You get a hold of Mr. Kurt Crosby, co-host of this radio program. Okay? And you go to localhoneyman.com. That's his website. That's one way to, you know, interact and purchase. localhoneyman.com. The other way is to email him. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Kurt at libertyroundtable.com. The next way is you can call him. He'll actually take your phone call. You know, we don't know the president's number. Biden does. We don't. But you can know Kurt Crosby's number and call him and talk to him about the raw honey opportunity. 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. And you can also text that number. So you can text, you can call, you can email, you can go to the website. Many ways to get hold of Kurt Crosby. The bottom line is, how would you like raw honey delivered directly to your door? I dig it and highly recommend it to you. All right, did you find that, Kurt?
Yep. No, all right, it says, go ahead, Sam, I have some exciting news, but don't expect the mainstream media to share this with you. The number of new cases of COVID-19 has dropped off to the lowest level this month. Yesterday's daily reported numbers are the second of two rolling dips in the number of new cases in April. Last night, President Trump announced 15% of U.S. counties have zero cases. Our nation has an excess of ventilators. California is now sharing its excess ventilators with other states, and America is starting to share
So you got ventilators from some of the hardest hit areas now not needed being shared with other states. You've got hospitals closing down not needed where they're saying, hey, let's let the military set the hospital up where it's needed. We just don't need it here. So we are seeing significant reduction in the coronavirus, although I don't even know that that's the answer. They want you to believe that reduction means success. I personally think natural herd immunity equals success. But nevertheless, the point is well taken that we're seeing evidence everywhere that this has not been as bad as they had anticipated, not even close. But Matt Staver continues.
Very good, Sam. He says California is now sharing its ventilators with other states, and America is starting to share our ventilators with places in the world that are hardest hit. We are at the end of the tunnel, President Trump said, and we see light now more than ever before. Today, tens of thousands of people descended into Michigan's capital to demand the statewide stay-at-home order be lifted. Many stayed in their cars honking their horns. A news source described the scene as there being possibly thousands of cars. Traffic was backed up completely out of the area. Michigan Democrat state's legislature said she felt she was going to die from COVID-19 with fluid increasingly filling up her lungs. But because of President Trump's promotion of hydroxychloroquine, she and her husband were able to fight to get the medicine for her.
Bottom line,
she said
Americans
she felt relief
trying,
within 2 hours.
Bottom line, Americans are trying to obey, Kurt, the guidelines, but at the same time trying to exercise their First Amendment to let their feelings be known.
I reinstated a policy first put in place by President Ronald Reagan, the Mexico City policy. I strongly supported the House of Representatives' pain-capable bill, which would end painful late-term abortions nationwide. And I call upon the Senate to pass this important law and send it to my desk for signing. We are protecting the sanctity of life and the family as the foundation of our society. And most importantly of all, it is the gift of life itself. That is why we march. That is why we pray, and that is why we declare that America's future will be filled with goodness, peace, joy, dignity, and life for every child of God.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're reading from an email that I got called Trump, Get Us Back to Work, by Matt Staver, LC Action Chairman, Liberty Council, doing a phenomenal job as always, and a very positive letter full of facts and news, including an update from the press briefing last night where President Trump said, hey man, 15% of the counties in the country, you know what, don't even really have any of this stuff. And then I would say when you add to that the counties that have very little coronavirus issues, the numbers are staggering. I mean, just staggering. Anyway, Kurt, continue. This is great stuff from Matthew Staver.
Very good, Sam. He says, some U.S. governors have blocked doctors from prescribing this FDA-approved medicine. He says, it's time to rein in the governors around America who think a disease has made them kings. Now is the time to encourage President Trump to begin the process of systematically reopening America. We are starting to see who has America's best interests at heart. President Trump is continuing to address the American people daily. From the White House last night, he explained why he stopped funding the World Health Organization. The WHO failed to adequately obtain, vet, and share, this is a quote from him, and share information in a timely and transparent fashion. The world depends on WHO to work with countries to ensure that accurate information about international health threats is shared in a timely manner. And if it's not, to independently tell the world the truth about what is happening. The WHO failed in this basic duty and must be held accountable. The WHO failed to investigate credible reports from sources in Wuhan that conflicted with the Chinese government official accounts. WHO fought against President Trump's travel ban and instead parroted the Chinese government's false talking points that the virus was not contagious between people. And when doctors and experts gave credible reports of the truth, WHO ignored them and was silent when these voices were silenced and disappeared inside China. WHO is just one of the major players that fought against President Trump. The president also dumped the Bill Gates models, which were horribly inaccurate.
And that's as good as a press briefing, ain't it, Kurt?
It's pretty good. I watched the press briefing, most of it.
All right, so what did they miss that you need to help us catch up on, and how long
was it? It was only about an hour last night. It's kind of a shorty. At least to me, the issues of, figuring out how to get this thing back rolling and he was grateful to all the helpers of, everybody putting things together, the workers. And that's what I see so many times. The standard media says, oh, the president's just puffing himself up, and yet I see it over and over that he's thanking all these individuals who have put their efforts into making things work.
See the president talk about people, he's very good, in my opinion, very humble, very willing to give other people credit. And an example I would give is on the campaign trail when Ben Carson kind of went out there. It was Trump's competition at the time running for president. And Ben Carson somehow got confused or didn't hear, or I don't know exactly what happened backstage, but Ben didn't appear on cue like he was supposed to. And Trump basically, instead of just blazing by and dogging Ben Carson, Trump's like, hey, we're supposed to go right now, or something like this. And the mainstream press tried to beat up President Trump for being cool to Ben Carson. And I'm just thinking, what? That was a decent, normal, down-to-earth human response. And that matches, Kurt. So that's a behind-the-scenes thing that we just, they wanted to leak to attack the president now, then candidate, over. But when we interviewed President Trump's sons, they both said that. You know what? This guy's a day-to-day guy. Yeah, he has a lot of money, but he works in the trenches. He's a blue-collar guy. In many ways, because he understands the construction worker. That's how he built his business. And even the sons were like, hey, we didn't just get rich. We had to, drive the tractor as a kid. And we had to, get out in the work field as a kid. And, and the thing is that the very things we're being told by Trump's sons on the radio are being matched by, we don't even see what happens, but the mainstream press reports on it, and then we find out they get it all wrong. And the same thing is true in these press briefings and other places that I've seen President Trump. He literally, in many, many, many ways, many cases, gives other people the credit and certainly brings people along in a very good way. Even Hope Hicks via CNN, which Hope Hicks is the right-hand woman, at least in the past, for President Trump when he was on the campaign trail and right when he became president. And many people tried to attack Liberty Roundtable Live and me personally. And Hope Hicks in Trump's administration literally defended on CNN this radio talk show. Did you know that, Kurt?
No.
So they tried to attack us as extremists and racists, and Hope Hicks is like, you guys are crazy. It's a standard American talk show that defends the principles of the Constitution. I don't have the words in front of me, but she basically just dismissed their attacks as belligerent and crazy and gave, I don't want to say an endorsement to this show, but certainly gave a fair assessment at the least. And I would submit a nod of, I don't want to say support. I'm not trying to take words out of her mouth, but certainly a nod of, listen, lay off, your reporting is not accurate. She gave that at the least. Brian Rusk, RuskQuittingGift.com with us. Welcome back, brother.
Thank you very much. It's good to be back with you guys.
All right. What do you think, man? Get us back to work, many people are saying, and I agree with the plan.
Yeah, I do too. I think that he's trying to, you know, I just see from President Trump that he's a businessman. I think he's trying to run, his leadership in that manner, which is a great thing. You know, let's do what we need to do to keep the economy rolling and bless the lives of those people around. And there's so many others, as we see the health, World Health Organization and others at the top, the leadership at the top, and a lot of the left and the media at the top, you know, the mainstream, they're just attacking at all ends, trying to just disrupt this president from doing anything.
You're right, but it gets to where their belligerent attacks, though, are starting to really work in President Trump's favor because they're so over the top, never give credit for anything, to where the American people are just going, I'm sick of it. You know what? I don't believe you anymore. Right. So it's starting to backfire. Where's gold looking coming into this really poised for the recovery, if you will? Where's gold right
gold's
now?
Gold's sitting at $1,726.50,
okay?
$1,726.50. And silver sitting at $15.58.
What's silver at again?
15.58.
It's amazing to me how silver just doesn't change much, does it?
Yeah, they're just well, there again on your exchange, your that paper market, that's kind of they're still looking at that avenue as far as, okay, yeah, you want to buy an option for 3 or 4 months down the road for, you know, here you go. And it just isn't pulling up from that marketplace. But I'll tell you, trying to get product, you know, when we're waiting 2 and 3 weeks to get packages in and people are buying and so on, you can just see, you know, the physical market's just nowhere near the...
How much does it cost me to get a Silver Eagle silver dollar right now?
You're pushing close to $25 for a 2020.
So $10 over spot, Kurt.
Well, and then you've got to wait, right?
You've got to pay. I have 2020 stock right now.
You got some of them. Very good. And so the spot is like $10 less than the, basically than the delivered price on those, huh? You know, I was looking at...
By the way, just so people know, Kurt, usually it's what, a $2 or $3 spread?
Yeah.
Just to put it in perspective, Brian?
Yeah, $3, about $3.50, something like that on a 2020.
So it's triple the spread is the point.
It just shows you that, you know, the numbers are... Well, it's kind of like the COVID-19 reports, Sam.
Right.
Good point.
It's fake news, you know. But anyway,
wow.
I'm looking at the headline from Kitco.com. Says, COVID-19 risks shut down U.S. mint gold silver bullion production at West Point. Have you been to the U.S. mint at West Point, Brian?
I have not.
I haven't either, but I...
People like the West Point.
As soon as this coronavirus thing gets over and we get off the lockdown, Kurt's offered to take us on a trip there, Brian.
Hey, let's do it.
seems like it'd be a great place to go.
You're
but
us there, Kurt?
They say,
are we going?
Well, I mean, it sure would be. I didn't know they had a West Point facility. They
Sam
said
Bushman broadcasting live from West Point Mint, ladies and gentlemen. Right?
There
phenomenal.
Yeah, I guess they have a mint facility in Philadelphia. And do they have more than those two
yes.
that you know of, Brian? Or let's see, it says...
Hold on, go ahead, Brian.
Denver and Philadelphia as well.
So Denver, Philadelphia, and then West Point. Anyway, it says the physical gold market has been dealing with significant supply issues. Yeah, they can supply that paper gold, market pretty good, I guess. And the crunch is going to get bigger, they say, as the U.S. Mint announced that it's shutting down gold and silver bullion production at its West Point facility. This was dated yesterday, so, you know, it must be happening.
Yeah, that media coronavirus, alert, Kurt, lasts a lot longer on the hard metals than it does on the paper, buddy.
Oh, baby.
Claiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The president's talking about reopening the U.S. economy. More and more governors, though, are imposing new orders, including wearing masks whenever going out in public, to grocery stores, pharmacies, or anywhere else. Here's Maryland's Governor Larry Hogan.
There are some very real reasons for hope and optimism right now. And there is clearly a light at the end of this tunnel. But exactly how and when we will get to that light is going to be up to each and every one of us.
The U.S. Navy says Iran's Islamic Revolution Guard Corps is carrying out dangerous, provocative actions in the Persian Gulf. The U.S. Navy says 11 Iranian vessels harassed six Navy and Coast Guard ships on Wednesday, one of them passing within 30 feet of a Coast Guard cutter. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This morning, we'll be getting a look at the number of Americans who filed for unemployment benefits last week as the nation continues to struggle with the COVID-19 pandemic. Most analysts expect that number to come in at about 5 million. In a normal week in recent times, that number would have been around 200,000. A new wristband is being tested that vibrates when the wearer becomes within 6 feet of another person. A dozen workers at a Ford factory in Michigan are trying out the buzzing wristbands to try to help them maintain social distance guidelines during the pandemic, and it's one of several safety ideas that Ford is considering as it prepares to resume production next month. Chicago's getting a break from snow today. Yesterday, over a dozen people were hurt in a pileup involving nearly 60 vehicles on the Kennedy Expressway, blamed on the slick roads. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
All right, I got a little trivia question for you guys, ladies and gentlemen. Let's do Brian first, Kurt second. How many people in the world do you think have already recovered from the coronavirus, Brian?
Well, I think there's probably a lot. I mean, the people who have had it just, you know, like the normal flu and gotten over it. So yeah. I don't know exact numbers.
Any guess?
A lot. Oh, gosh, I have no idea. Do you throw some numbers out?
So there's the real number, which we don't know, by the way, if you want to know the truth. This is what Kurt always talks about. How do you know the real numbers? What do you do, go test everybody? And it sounds flippant, but Kurt's got a valid point to make here, which is we don't know. All we can do is, you know, we got these numbers that we chart, and then we can basically guess and try to extrapolate that to the society as a whole, et cetera, et cetera. Any guesses, Kurt, how many they claim? These are official,
how many they claim,
whatever said, numbers. Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, you got guys like Rand Paul that says basically he had it, he found out he had it, and yet he didn't even notice, you know, anything
right.
Difference, except for, you know, he was told he was positive. So how
and he was
many
told
of those
he couldn't go
there?
Anywhere, you know?
Yeah, you know, especially
so
you couldn't
go. So we're not
bold,
looking for real numbers because
like
those are through the roof, and 50%, according to many studies, have already had it. I don't know if that's around the world or in certain regions or what. I just know it's significant. But what do you think the numbers they're claiming? What's that, Johns Hopkins University? They're the ones that track everything, Kurt. And they're the ones with the definitive answers, no matter what you think,
of
right?
Of course, yeah.
Yes, sir. But what do you think the answer is? Come on, Kurt.
The 10 million.
Okay, no. You don't. How many people do they say even have it, Kurt? Not even 10 million worldwide yet, is it?
No, well, I just mean maybe they were guessing.
No, these are confirmed, my friend. You got to come on
confirmed.
Now.
I know they said they got 600,000 something in America, and I think it's like 2 million worldwide.
That's
or
right.
Something
so
like
25%
that.
Of that, 500,000, they say, have already had the virus and have already recovered, buddy, worldwide. I'm just saying, okay, I guess those 500,000 people aren't dead, and they're probably thinking that it might have been rough, some of them, but they're not thinking that it's we should shut down the whole world and destroy everything over it. All right, another topic. I just thought that was an interesting little quiz for you. 500,000 people are already over the coronavirus worldwide. That's according to their numbers. I submit to you the numbers 50 times that, but that's just an opinion, of course. The Johns Hopkins University, they got the facts. I just got opinion. Except when they're wrong, I'll say told you so, okay? But anyway, moving along. Now, here's an interesting inside story. Kurt, you kind of make fun of me for reading the New York Times. And I know why you do, because they're a mainstream rag. But Donald pays attention to them. And since he does, so do I. If he would ignore them, I'd be glad to do the same. But while President Trump does a lot of things and he reports it through the New York Times, I've got to keep an eye on the New York Times to keep an idea on what's happening, right? Anyway, I guess it turns out that President Donald John Trump is interested in hosting a talk radio show from the White House amid the coronavirus pandemic. Now, Kurt already says, hey, he already does a talk show. I don't see it that way at all, but nevertheless, there you go. Now, Trump reportedly proposed a radio show with live call-ins. Mr. Trump excitedly explained to staff members that it would allow him to quell Americans' fears, have open lines without a call screener, let the American people talk to him directly about the pandemic and more, according to three of President Donald Trump's White House officials who heard the quote pitch from President Trump. He said there would be no screening, just an open line for people to call and to engage one-on-one with the president. Now, Kurt, I know you think I'm going to hate this because I'm supposed to hate everything Trump-wise, right?
Okay, Sam.
But I love it. I think it's phenomenal. Remember, I've been the guy saying President Trump needs to jettison the mainstream media. He needs to take this in hand. He needs to partner with friendlies. He needs to literally not just talk about this, but literally do it. And I'm on board completely. I think it's an incredible idea. Now, Kurt, you know when you run for office, they want you to believe that or claim, and there's regulations and laws about this, that you can't be elected official and do a talk show, they claim. Now, you and I have pushed back against that for a long time, and you specifically mocked that, and I say for good reason. And this is a chance for the president of the United States, the guy who holds the highest office in the land, to blow that false narrative to smithereens, man. And to literally jettison the mainstream press and literally talk to the people. Trump wants to give me a line directly to him, Kurt, me and all of you. Not me especially, because I'm important, but we the people. And this is what President Trump is proposing behind the scenes. We find this out through the New York Times. I think the idea is incredible. And I think instead of just talk, it puts walk to the talk. And I would encourage President Trump to do it. I think it's a phenomenal idea. Now, the problem with the press briefings, Kurt, is I don't get to talk to anybody. The press gets to ask all the questions. I don't get to ask any. But the way President Trump is proposing to do this now, there would be no screening, the president said. Just an open line for people to call and engage one-on-one with the president. Now, Trump hedged the idea, they say, in this press briefing or in this these meetings because he was nervous about competing with talk show host Rush Limbaugh because the president wanted to do a talk show for 2 hours every day. Now, you want to know what Rush Limbaugh's response to that is, Kurt?
According to dailymail.co.uk, he's on board.
Yeah. So Rush Limbaugh offers Trump, quote, take over my radio show. With a little bit of training and proper instruction, I could see this going on. Joe Kovacs, WorldNet Daily, writes an article about this. He says he can do this noon to 3 or 4 as long as he wants. He can connect directly to the audience. He can have the open lines. We got it all set up. Now, they say this comes in the wake of a New York Times report that Trump himself has sought a radio program of his own, but didn't wish to compete with Limbaugh, a fellow resident of Palm Beach, Florida. Now, some have suggested hosting the show on weekends or in the evening to steer clear of Trump's schedule. But the president said, no, I want to do our two-hour show. And there's just no way to do it otherwise. Now, Limbaugh explains this. He says this, which I find interesting. Limbaugh explained, quote, Donald Trump is one of the few who could fill my shoes. with proper training and proper instruction? I could see that. Nobody could fill my shoes, I thought. But believe it or not, if there's anybody who could, it would be one President Donald Trump. Now, Kurt, I think this is taking it to the next level, but I think we got to blow these regulations that say you can't have a talk show and run for office. Just because he's the president of the United States, that doesn't mean he doesn't have any rights like the rest of us, Kurt. He has every right like the rest of us. And if the president wants to do a talk show, I say let him. I say encourage him. I say support it. What's wrong with it? Blow up the narrative, shut down the mainstream press, let the people talk straight to the president of the United States. What an incredible idea in the modern age, Kurt. Brian, do you want to respond?
Yeah, I think you're right on that. I agree with what you're saying. And I'll start two points here. It'll give you an opportunity to talk to Trump, which I would love to hear see happen. And the second one, maybe you could co-host. I'd lobby for that.
Yeah, Sam Bushman and President Donald Trump co-hosting.
Yeah.
All I'm telling you is I think it's an incredible idea, Kurt. Do you want to add to this? I had to find this out in the New York Times, and then I found out some of the response from Rush Limbaugh through World Net Daily. But I first saw it in the Times, and how the Times got the scoop on this, I don't know. But I'm telling you, when they have the information direct from Trump first, a significant portion of the time, I've got to keep an eye on that rag until that's not the case anymore. If I could listen to the Donald Trump talk show now, where the people are talking directly to the president, now you're going to get me to pay attention, Kurt, and I'm going to listen.
Yeah.
But I don't want to hear Fauci and Deb Goofball and all these other people babble for a long time. I don't want to hear all the hostile questions to the president over and over and over. I mean, they're just hostile. They're just belligerent. They don't do anything to try to improve anything. Anyway, I think it's an incredible idea. Kurt?
Well, I'm on board, Sam, but I'm sure that gatekeepers, you know, the swamp monsters are going to be like, we don't want that happening for the president, you know?
Well, all I can tell is the president of the United States floated an idea, and he gets a thumbs up from two, in my opinion, key people. Not key because I'm important, but key because I represent a bunch of people. So you've got Rush Limbaugh and Sam Bushman both endorsing the idea completely. Now, I'm not ready to let President Trump take over my talk show because I don't think there's a need to take over my talk show. I think there's a need for more talk shows, more education, more free-flowing two-way communication between all of us. And so I don't really need to give up my show for President Trump to do one, although I don't mind. I don't know if you call it competition or not. See, I don't look at it as competition either. I look at it as, hey, we're on the same team educating people everywhere. And you know what? Sometimes we get it wrong. Sometimes we get it right. We're not perfect. I know Kurt thinks I get it wrong a lot of the time, but I'm trying. But I'm just telling you, we need more voices, not less, and more two-way communication, and an opportunity for the average American to literally be able to talk to the president of the United States. That's never been done before that I know of, Kurt, ever. And I think it is tremendous. I want to know what I can do to help it get off the ground is what I want to know. Because I think it's an incredible idea. I wish it wasn't just talked about in the back rooms. I wish this was a national public discussion, because I believe most people would go along too, Kurt. They'd say, you know what? This is a refreshing, unique, novel concept that modern technology can provide. Bring it, if you will. Well, anyway, Rush Limbaugh goes on a little bit more. I want to get your take on what Rush Limbaugh's comments are, because I think he's right on a variety of things. Anyway, quick pause. President Donald Trump didn't want to disrupt Rush's talk show host, and Rush is like, hey, you're not disrupting anything. Let's go. What do we got to do to make this reality, folks?
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Kosher. certified. Put the two words together to get co-certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying, shh, let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified. Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this, the Kosher-tified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities. And it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC, not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
Yeah, I'm telling you, new technology bringing about an incredible idea. Donald Trump, the president of the United States, interested in doing a talk show. Rush Limbaugh says, bring it, you can take over my show. I'm in complete agreement with this idea as well. Blow up and shatter the regulations and idea, this false notion that if you're running for office or you hold office, you can't do a talk show. Just shatter that false notion. Rush Limbaugh offers Donald Trump to take over his talk show. And here's what Rush Limbaugh said about this. I find this incredible, Kurt, and it's making the point that I've been making for quite a while. And sadly, I've been getting a lot of pushback when I make this point, but I still think it's true. Here's what Rush says. You know, not a bunch of bureaucrat experts up on the stage, and certainly no journalists choosing the questions or any of that stuff. You're talking about hearing directly from the American people. We'll do it in a different way than anybody's ever done town halls or any of that stuff before. Limbaugh explained, Donald Trump is one of the few that could fill my shoes. With proper training and proper instruction, I could see that. I've often said nobody could fill my shoes, but if anybody could, the president of the United States, Donald Trump, could certainly get it done. He said, I also find it very satisfying that a man who owns television wants to be on radio. I will tell anybody who listens how I believe. This is Rush Limbaugh, and Sam Bushman's agreeing 1,000-fold. How I believe radio can achieve more intimacy and therefore more persuasion than television can. I believe pictures on television, if used incorrectly, can cause all kinds of issues. But a great radio program or a great radio host is an expert at helping the audience paint their own pictures. And he goes on and talks about how incredible radio can be, and he believes it's one of the best mediums in modern society today. And I happen to agree with Rush Limbaugh on this. That's why we're in radio. Let me paint a little picture for you. I'm going to be President Trump for a second, and I'm on the radio. Welcome to the Donald Trump Show, Brian. RussCoinAndGift.com. We're promoting businesses, baby. And if you're in Utah, go to RussCoinAndGift.com. You're on the radio, sir. And then Brian says, hey, President, thank you so much for taking my call. Wow, it's amazing to talk to the President of the United States. Oh, come on, I'm just one of you guys. Brian, we're just, you know, we're all working together. Brian says, hey, you know, thank you, President. It's an honor. Hey, by the way, what do we got to do to mint more of those incredible 2020 gold coins or silver eagle, silver dollars? They're beautiful, sir, and I need more of them because, you know what, demand is outstripping supply right now, and I think it's an opportunity of a lifetime to bring people back to work. And then the President responds. And then all of a sudden that call's over, and then a caller calls and says, Donald, how come you're so evil? And Donald just aborts the call like Rush. Boom, abortion. And then all of a sudden Kirk Crosby calls, and then President Trump says, welcome to the broadcast, localhoneyman.com. How are you, sir? And then Kirk Crosby, you know, basically asks his question. And then Sam Bushman gets on there and says, hey, President, how do we as a people, and how do we as talk show hosts and people in the media, the friendly media, how do we help you bring everybody back to work? What's helpful? What can I do to advocate for that, but yet respect the difficult position that you're in? How can we help? And then the President responds, and there's no gatekeeping thugs in the way. Oh, man, I dream of the day, Brian.
It's awesome. I think you've hit it right on. I think that, and it would be a feel, it would, we feel good about our opportunity to call in and support what he's trying to accomplish and give, you know, good insight without, people trying to tear us down and the negatives. So I really think it could be a great thing, no doubt about it.
Oh, and without the thugs in the middle, as Rush Limbaugh put it, you know what? We'd do this different than it's ever been done before. We wouldn't have all these hostile questions from these goofballs. They're not interested in an honest answer to build America or to bring people together. They're just interested in tearing down and dividing and attacking. And as Kurt says, if it bleeds, it leads. But the rest of us are interested in the real world. We're interested in what we can do to make things better, what we can do to make our lives easier, what we can do to prosper and protect and love one another. And okay, let the people have their say and let the president deal with the people, not these thugocracy gatekeepers or these, as Rush Limbaugh puts it, these, quote, professionals on a stage that just babble and then they're wrong and then they're wrong and then they're wrong and then they're wrong and then people are pushing for them to get fired and poor President Trump's got another thug on his hands to get rid of and how does he do that? And let the people deal right with the president. I mean, I'm just telling you, it's an amazing opportunity and I'm wondering what I can do to help. Kurt?
Well, yeah, Sam, on the WorldNet Daily piece about it, looks like they've got 97% of the ones who voted to answer the question, should President Trump accept Rush Limbaugh's offer to join his radio show? 97% say yes, 3% no, I guess, Nancy.
Now, let me tell you my opinion. I don't really think that President Trump ought to take over Rush Limbaugh's show, although if Rush needs to retire and stuff like that due to health issues or whatever else, I think it's a great idea, and I support it. I personally think that we ought to have Rush and President Trump both on the radio, Kurt. I think there's room for more of us, not less. So I don't know that we need to take over Rush's show as much as we need to give Donald a show or President Trump a show, but I would support either. What about you, Kurt? What's your thoughts on it?
Well, it seems like there could be a time where they could work together and the president could basically kind of learn the ropes and feel good about it. Rush has had a number of people subbing for him as he's going through his chemo and different things like that. So it seemed like that would give the president a lot of opportunities to kind of do that. And anytime the president's ready to be there, I'm sure Rush would be able to, you know, happy to step aside or fill in for him.
Yeah, good point.
You know, so that's
a great idea. That's a way to let him get his feet wet and to learn the ropes and to help Rush at the same time and then to decide that later. It's a perfect point. I also think it would really be delightful, though, to watch Donald Trump just abort those illegitimate callers and such.
Well, I think also you got, you know, I'm sure Sean Hannity being for the same thing.
I don't know about that, but.
Well, I do think so. I mean, he's a big supporter of the president. So,
well, and you bring up another point, Kurt. What about the idea that President Trump, instead of using his 2 hours every day doing his own show, what if he said, I'm going to go on, you know, three or four programs? Well, I guess you could do, if he did 15, 20 minutes, you could probably do six or eight programs a day. And what if he just cycled through all the friendly media? And if, you know,
right,
you could just cycle through a ton of talk shows. And then he could strengthen all that we're doing. I mean, there's a lot of ways to go about it. I would endorse every one of them. I might have a preference, but I don't think there's a bad idea in the lot, Brian.
Well, you could get him on your program, and to help build that, you could help. Yeah, I mean, it'd be a win-win across the country.
And I wouldn't interfere. I'd let Brian ask his question directly to the president without interference. How would you like that, Brian?
I'd love it. That'd be great. I, you know, we could maybe get. We're praying for you. We believe in God-given. You know, principles, and we want to see our country get back to where it should be. And yeah, I'd love that.
All right. There's a lot of ideas to reopen the country, and I've offered to help President Trump by being on an advisory panel or whatever I can do. I've even put together some cogent plans of how to open the country, and I've articulated them some. But now there's another group offering a plan, and I'm not very excited about it. Headline says, CDC, that's the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, teaming up with FEMA, have drafted a national plan to reopen the United States, report says. Do you want to respond to this, Kurt? I would turn to other people for guidance rather than the illegitimate CDC and FEMA.
Well, yeah. I mean, to me, that's just a recipe for disaster right there.
You know, and I don't know. I don't think that's President Trump's intention, although they might come up with their own plan. A lot of these government agencies are just on their own trajectory, and a lot of times they're even in opposition to the president. This should let Americans say, hey, you know what, President Trump, I don't really think that the CDC and FEMA should lead this effort. What can we do to help you look towards other solutions? And man, coronavirus relief checks won't have to be paid back, feds say. So that's good news. Again, we're not discussing whether you should hand out the checks in the first place. I don't think we should, but they've already done it, so it's too late. Let's move forward. Did you get your check, Brian?
I have not got my check.
You haven't?
Still waiting for my my check.
Oh, man, we did a poll yesterday, and 2 out of 3 had their checks, and now it's 2 out of 4, sir. I got mine. Kirk got his.
Well, his is probably not a direct deposit kind of thing. Brian usually probably sends money in, whereas, you know, when we have all these private small business stuff that we do and the massive amount of money we make in radio, we typically get a refund.
I heard that.
There you go.
Anyway, they also say debt collectors can garnish coronavirus stimulus checks, according to USA Today.
So yours will be coming as a check in the mail, by the way, Brian. So
well, I don't know. Does Brian do direct deposit, Brian?
Yeah, I think they do. My wife said that. Yeah, I think we do.
All right, yours is coming your way, bro. Anyway, they won't have to be repaid, but don't worry. The thugs can garnish it. The debt collectors can garnish it. You can't garnish all kinds of other wages, and this was an oversight in the legislation. And I wish this wasn't so, but be careful. If you have a situation where you got debt collectors or whatever else, the second your money gets in the bank, folks, take it out of the bank, or else the thugs, meaning the debt collectors, might get it. Just beware, and remember, who warned you about that? Sam Bushman in USA Today. So that's why I keep an eye on USA Today and the New York Times and all these places, because they get that information straight from the government. The government doesn't call up Sam and say, hey, did you want a tip on a story? And then I can roll it out, and everybody needs to listen to me. It goes through the gatekeepers. And so you got to watch those gatekeepers to be caught up on these stories, or else you just don't know, right? But I'm just telling you that if you have debt collectors, folks, you better grab your stimulus check ASAP, take it out of the bank and use it, or else the thugs might glob onto that dude and garnish your wages or your checks or all these different things. Look out. Obama, Sanders, and Warren all endorse. Now, do I use Donald Trump's term for this, Kurt, or should I use my own term?
We're talking about, Sleepy Joe or whatever.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, you want to use President Trump's term. All right, I would say, Joe Biden. But Obama, Sanders, and Warren all endorse Joe Biden now. So the planet is safe, but they all came aboard. Yeah. But, you know, whether we say Sleepy Joe or, you know, former President Joe Biden, or, you know, I don't know how we'd refer to him, but, you know. There you go. They say COVID-19 meltdown in pharmas, big money win. That's according to the National Vaccine Information Center, Kurt. Big Pharma's been winning at this game for quite a while, and we've got to upset that apple cart, too, and stop it. Any comments on that, Brian?
Yeah, I think there's some big problems with that out there. But, needs to be under control. Stepping back to your one point, they putting the CDC and the FEMA putting together a plan. I think if Trump got together with, you know, go out there and hit up some of the farmers and the people that made this country great, some of our military people, perhaps he could put a group together that could come together with some kind of a plan that we could, you know, get some good American people to.
Yeah, I would start with antibody tests and find out who's already had it and who's immune to it, and I would have those people be the designated family members to go to the store and go to a lot of public places to where businesses can get done and opened up and stuff like that. And then I would also basically make a deal where, you know what, you can go to work and you can go to certain places, but let's just not go everywhere all at once. And let's just, you know, do a few things like that. And we could do this immediately, and then we could watch if the numbers spike or make sure that hospitals are not overwhelmed. The whole idea behind this wasn't even to stop the coronavirus. They admit they can't stop it. All they wanted to do was slow down the spread so the hospitals could handle it. And I think this would be one great way. I've proposed a lot of solutions for this. I'm not just one of those complainer guys. I'm a guy that brings solutions to the table every day. Now, you can say they're goofy and they're worthless if you want, but you can't say they're not well thought out, and you can't say they're not legitimate attempts to help. So there you go.
You are correct.
Final word, Brian?
I love it. You're doing a great job on the radio. We love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Godspeed. Brian Russ doing a phenomenal job. RussCoinandGift.com. And did you hear that? Curtis got the 2020 Silver Eagles, my favorite, right now in stock. Now, they're $10 over spot because there's a premium. They're hard to get, but he's got them right now for you, Kurt.
Man, you got to get those, ladies and gentlemen. Get them while you can before they're gone.
If you don't get them quick, Kurt will take them all, ladies and gentlemen. Hour 1 in the can, 2 coming up. Got a dead attorney on our hands. We'll talk about it.